Hello there. Welcome to the podcast. Thursday, March 31st, the day. Today we kicked off the show talking a jet and a bet. Chris Rock, one of the stars of this week in pop culture. He kicked off a tour, which is going to be in our neck of the woods this weekend. But we heard about his first show up in Boston, I believe it was. We celebrated Christopher Walken's birthday. Dirty deeds were done cheap in song stories. There's a female sports bar that just opened in Portland that caught our attention. Our semifinals in the Hometown Madness contest concluded today. The big final matchup tomorrow, 7:40. Don't miss it. And we got Twisted with Dee Snider. He joined us as well today. Have a listen. It's the Daily Podcast.
Are they still using the parody of that for Monday Night Football?
Yeah, they still have. Lyrics have changed over the course of the years, but same general.
Yeah, same thing.
I think.
Great.
I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
No, I just think
Karen
it's great.
Write her own song.
No,
it's waiting all day for Sunday night.
Yeah. She wrote her own.
Sunday Night Football. I said Monday Night Football.
She wrote her own. New lyrics for it.
Yeah.
After season one. Right.
No, it's just, it makes me happy knowing that Joan's making money off of the NFL.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's hilarious, too, when you think about it.
She will be, Joan Jett of the Blackhearts will be at the Hard Rock next weekend, April 9th.
Okay.
All right, they're doing a show there. 49 degrees outside right now, cloudy
and
with showers.
We'll be back here also in July, and, stadium tour.
Oh, that's right. She'll be part of the Def Leppard, everybody
Motley
in
crew.
His mother's shirt.
And then probably 2 weeks after that, and then another 3 weeks after that, later.
Cloudy with showers, possible thunderstorms. Supposed to get some heavy-duty weather this afternoon. I was watching reports last night on TV about how, preparing for, because there's been tornadoes, there's been all kinds of stuff, preparing for all of the stuff that has happened in the South and how it's going to happen here.
Uh-huh.
All right? I was like, I'm going to, my jury's going to remain out on the tornado.
Yeah, we'll wait.
All right? Heavy wind maybe, but no tornado.
Doesn't Mother Nature realize that we have kids, Dave?
Seriously, this has been the worst week of cabin fever probably all year.
I grilled last night. It's almost 50. Open the grill up. I got to get out.
Yeah,
I
got to do something, man. Good for you.
By the way, I got another gambler story for you.
Ooh, hit me.
All right.
See what I did there?
Now, very funny. All right. With 7 games left before the playoffs, chances of the Lakers making it, because this has been a very disappointing season for the Lakers, right? Well, some guy in September put down, and I just don't understand this. It's got to be a professional gambler. He's got to be used to losing money. I mean, in September, put down $10,000 that the Lakers would not make the playoffs.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's a bold move. Right. Maybe it's just a hater. God bless him.
And at the time, they were picked to win the Western Conference at the beginning of the season. Right?
Wow.
Right? It went off at plus 1,600.
Wow, dude. He put ten grand on it?
$160,000. He's got to wait 7 more games to find out if he's getting that money.
I salute you.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's not the bazaar. He's a very naughty boy.
Philadelphia's
classic rock. 102.9 MGK. Chris Rock, right? Part of the story that will not die. But Chris Rock last night started his new tour up in Boston. Okay. Right, Joe, our general manager, was in here yesterday. Chris is going to be in Atlantic City at the Borgata this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and him and his wife wanted to go, and they went to look for tickets. The tickets were originally $40. They're up to $800.
Yeah, I'm out.
Wow. All right. And, the show is sold out. All right, the show is sold out, and people are selling them on StubHub and stuff like that. And now the $40 ticket is going for $800. But last night he got there. He got a massive standing ovation beginning of the show and end of the show. The first one went on for like 5 minutes. People just cheering and cheering and cheering. And, and after it finally quieted down, he said, so how was your weekend? And went on to say, look, I don't have a bunch of stuff to say about what happened. So if you came here to hear that, I have a whole show that I wrote before this weekend, and I'm still kind of processing what happened. He says, at some point, I'll talk about that stuff. And use a different word, right? And it'll be serious, and it'll be funny, all right? And, it says, and then later on in the show, he just said, except for some other pretty weird things, life's been pretty good right now. Yeah, it has been for Chris Rock.
I remember when Rock got slapped, woke me up, I I was taking a nap through most of the Academy Awards. Dude had won so many, I was getting real bored. But the biggest shock I ever got was seeing Will Smith slapping Chris Rock. At first, I didn't think it was real. Thought it was all prearranged, and in my mind, I could hear King Richard got off his throne, planted a hard one across his face.
Oh, wow.
His ticket sales haven't been too good, and now he's getting a break.
Wow.
They made history the other night when people tuned in to see the fight. Thanks to Nilly Willy, Chris's ticket sales are bright.
Wow.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
102.9.
Joe Mouth Boy, zip it!
MGK.
I noticed this morning it is Christopher Walken's birthday today. Right. And when asked by people, you know, what, you know, who was your favorite guest of all time, I can never pick down one, pin down one, but Christopher Walken is definitely always in the top five. And it had to do with, Dave, you were there for this conversation, right? Yeah. It had to do with him and impressions and how that came about. Because I was asking him who did his favorite impression. And, well, here's what he said.
Generally, when people do that, I'm not quite sure what they're doing. My wife says that Kevin Spacey is the best. But I have to say that the neighborhood I come from in New York, in Queens.
Where in Queens?
In Astoria.
I grew up in Astoria.
Seriously?
Seriously.
You're from Astoria.
I'm from Astoria.
My father had a bakery there for 60 years.
Where?
On 29th Street and Broadway, right near the L.
Did it have like a porcelain paneled out front?
That's right, porcelain.
My family went there all the time.
Walken's Bakery.
Walken's Bakery. Oh, my God. Oh, this is amazing. This is absolutely
It's like Kevin Bacon for you, isn't it?
It is. So you went to the Strand Movie Theater up the street.
Absolutely, the Strand.
All right, now, but it was not like the Lowe's Astoria.
No, the Lowe's Astoria was magnificent.
It was a palace.
A movie palace. Right?
It was an absolute palace.
No, but the Strand was a great movie theater.
They actually turned it into a TV studio.
And the Oyster Bay restaurant?
Sure. Oh, yeah. My dad, Ren, do you remember the Astorian Manor?
Listen, I really...
My dad was the general manager.
Oh, really? Because I used to... Then I must know your father, because I used to deliver cakes there.
Oh, this is hysterical.
The Astorian Manor used to have 12 weddings every weekend.
Exactly.
And, they did a lot of business with my father. My father made wedding cakes, so I would deliver them in this big station wagon.
Now, I got to tell you something, right? Because it was at this point that I asked him, look, I really, really... really want to, you know, I ever meet you in the future. Here's what his response was. Christopher, listen, someday I hope that I'm going to run into you. Give me a keyword that if I see you, you realize I'm not a nut and we should continue this conversation because they're about to cut us off.
Just say Jerry Lewis.
Christopher Walken. Now, the thing about doing an impersonation is that once I start doing them, I can't really stop. He's one of these people that you wake up in the morning and he's just there, you know. I'll start my day the way you do, open the refrigerator, and then it just happens. Wow. We're out of soy milk. This is tragic news for the lactose intolerant. I wasn't planning a trip to the market today. But clearly a drive to Trader Joe's is in my future. Oh, I hope he's there. One time, so that I might say, Harry, Joe, I can't believe you're here. I come to your store all the time, Joe. I just never thought I'd see you. Honestly, I'm a big fan. I love this place. It's fantastic. Anyways, I got a question for you, Joe. It's more of a concern. What's the deal with all the green bananas? Why must my groceries ripen on my counter?
The John DeBella Podcast.
Madness.
102.9.
Madness.
MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Harris Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Remember, when things go wrong, to call harrisnow.com. We were talking about Beanie and Cecil earlier this morning. Cindy and I, it's a cartoon series that Cindy and I remember, a little too old for Dave and Steve. Although, Dave, you've heard of Beanie and Cecil. You just never saw the cartoons.
Right.
Well, they had a lot to do. It's Angus Young's birthday today. And they had a lot to do with the song Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. Here's Angus to explain.
There used to be a cartoon about a sea serpent called Beanie and Cecil. But the bad guy in Beanie and Cecil was a man called Dishonest John, and he used to always carry this card. And every time he appeared in the cartoon, he used to hold up the card, you know, dirty deeds done dirt cheap, and he had his name Dishonest John. That's where we got that idea from.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Oh, what, you ain't pregnant with a bucket of chicken?
102.9.
Kiss my bare ass right now in front of all these good people.
Nobody can understand what you're saying.
MGK.
Speaking of sports, now we've all spent our time in sports bars. I mean, your sister was a
field hockey goalie, University of Maryland. Right, yeah, a couple of national championships.
Right. Really? I didn't realize she went to the national championship. Yeah. Did they win any of them?
A couple of them. I think she has three, two as a starter.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, what about your sisters? Any of them in sports?
If praising God is a sport, sure. Sure. So they have a church softball team or something. Yeah. I'll text her. Hold on.
Not the answer I expected. Anyway, someone has opened up a women's sports bar.
All right.
And this is in...
Like catered for women?
Well, across the board. It's run by a woman. The chef is a woman, right? She's using all of the people that she gets the food from are local women farmers. All right. And they only play women's sports in the bar.
Oh,
so when you go there and you go to watch a TV, you know, everything, it's all women's sports. Do you know what the name of the place is?
I hope it's a pun. What is it?
It is.
Is it?
It is.
Oh, hit me. What is it?
The Sports Bra.
Oh, that's great.
Wow.
Oh, I love that. I love it. Where is this?
Right, this is in Portland, Oregon. Here's the ad.
Almost every sports bar in America is really a men's sports bar. You walk in, it's men's basketball, men's football, men's hockey, men's baseball. Until now. Get ready for the first sports establishment featuring women for women. The Sports Bra. The Sports Bra is...
That's okay. I'll take it from here. Yep, nothing but women's sports on all the big screens. And we don't have to serve foo-foo drinks or emotional support bartenders. Think about it. All we need is clean bathrooms. Mic drop. Think of it. More than one individual stall. Well-maintained sinks, faucets with hot water, garbage cans that get empty, and toilets that work. Booyah! There's your sports bra. We are going to clean up. Pardon the pun.
I didn't realize it was that important, Cindy.
Neither did I.
The John DiBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Right now...
It's awesome, baby!
Welcome to the big show.
It is time once again for Hometown Madness. Today, it's Drexel Hill going up against Morrisville. And Morrisville is up first, and that is Melissa. And if I recall correctly, Melissa is in the quiet little town of Morrisville. Is it all nice and quiet this morning, Melissa?
No. I had a six-year-old with nightmares.
Oh, Steve went through that last week.
Oh, yeah.
So boy or girl?
A girl.
Okay. And did she tell you what the nightmare was all about? Was about you being on the radio?
Stupid cartoon she was watching last night.
Oh, yeah, God.
It's always ridiculous.
All right. All right. Well, listen, here is your chance once again. Once again, it is just five questions. The more of them you get right, the better your chances are moving into the final round tomorrow to win $1,000 from Parks Casino and Sportsbook. You've got, so far, the
slot play.
Slot play. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
I figured this would get there.
This would get you the dinner and then maybe the $1,000 tomorrow. So are you ready for your questions?
I am.
All right. Well, here we go. Good luck to you, Melissa.
Thank you.
What do you got, Steve?
All right, Melissa. Diamonds begin their life as this.
Coal.
Correct. That's one for you.
How many stars did the American flag have at the start of 1958?
Ooh, 48?
48 is correct.
In this B sport, B as in boy, no one knows the score until the contest ends.
Bocce?
Bocce. Okay, I had to clarify that. No, boxing.
Oh, so
boxing.
Close.
All right, next
That's
one.
That's why I had to clarify it. Yeah. I said, what, did she get that right?
Yeah, oh, dang. So close.
All right, this coffee company is named after a character from a Herman Melville novel.
Ooh. Starbucks.
Starbucks is correct.
Wow.
All right, last question.
The key at both ends of the standard piano keyboard are what color?
White
is correct. Strong. That's four that out of five. Very good, Melissa.
Wow.
Very good. Hold on. Let's see how it goes for Steve. Steve is representing Drexel Hill. Good morning, Steve. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Good morning to you.
All right. Now, and how is everything in ever exciting Drexel Hill this morning?
I just had an unruly pug. My kids slept fine, so okay.
Okay. All right. Well, here come your questions, and you've got to get five to be the winner this morning. So you got to go straight through, or we just start going between the two of you. What do you got, Dave?
What's the most expensive piece of property in Monopoly?
Boardwalk.
Boardwalk is correct.
In racehorse terms, this M refers to a horse that has never won a race.
Oh, I don't know.
Maiden.
The Los Angeles Lakers got their nickname from the many lakes in this state.
Three seconds.
The Lakers got their nickname.
I'm going to say Minnesota.
You're going to say Minnesota? I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
Because that
choice.
Is correct.
Good choice.
All right.
What U.S. president once claimed to have sighted a UFO?
Nixon?
Oh, man.
No. Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter was the answer. Ended up being Billy Bob, by the way.
Oh,
is that right?
Billy Carter, yes. That ends it for him, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he had to get all of them correct.
Steve,
yep.
I am sorry. That means that Melissa moves forward to the final round tomorrow when $1,000 is up for grabs.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Listen, we're doing a radio thing here. Go with it.
102.9.
Screw you, DiBella!
MGK.
And your imaginary Corvette! There is a new album coming called Legacy, which is all of these people getting together to pay tribute to Leslie West. And we are waiting for Dee Snider to connect up with us. Let me tell you, cloudy with some showers today, a possible thunderstorm, temperature getting up to 70 degrees. We're doing this via Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And my account, your account, Sensation account?
Me, I signed in.
Oh, you signed in.
Yeah,
okay.
Me.
All right. So we just have to wait for him to connect, and then we'll talk to him about this album. And
Who dat?
Only two old men would come up with the answer to that one. Oh, no.
Is this Steve or is this John?
It's John.
Hey, dude, buddy. It says Steve on the screen. I was talking to John DiBella. Yeah. Hey, bud. What's up?
Nothing much. How you doing?
I am doing really well. It's an interesting time. But we're not talking about strange or interesting today.
Where are you? Are you in L.A. or Belize?
Yeah, we're in Belize. We've got the house split our time down here. So, it's pretty awesome. But, same time. the world's going crazy. So it's interesting to be here. And one of the things I'm dealing with is an organization called worldunited.live, which is trying to get messages to the Russian people about the truth of what's going on over there. And I was the one who put the bug in Arnold's ear that got him to record that message.
Oh, wow. That's great.
And now he's been declared an enemy of the state. Because you know, Putin's trying to shut down, you know, all the social media platforms, but you can't shut down the internet. And stuff will get through. And people like Arnold Schwarzenegger, they record a message. It gets through.
Aren't some of the people using We're Not Going to Take It as their like their march?
You know, I heard that people were singing We're Not Going to Take It in the Ukraine. And, you know, and I flattered, honored. Boy, I tell you, you know, it's a usage I never expected. You know, I wrote a song because I was pissed off at my dad. And it's taken on a life of its own.
Well, let's talk about this album, Legacy. It's a tribute to Leslie West. And I was talking to Matt Cord yesterday, and I told him, oh, I said, you know, Dee's going to be on the show tomorrow. We started talking about, you know, times out on Long Island. What was the club in Babylon? It was like the Twisted Sister club, and maybe Babylon.
Hammerheads.
Hammerheads. Hammerheads. Matt was right. He said it was Hammerheads. All right.
Hammerheads, yeah. this was a crazy, because the club scene, you know, had grown with the bands that were like Twisted Sister, Zebra, you know, were bringing thousands of people to these bars. And so the bars were getting being built bigger and bigger and bigger. So Hammerheads held like 1,500 people. So, you know, you'd play there and it was like playing a theater, you know, a huge concert.
Back then, you and Zebra, maybe the Alessi brothers with Barnaby By, there wasn't a lot of original music coming out of Long Island. Long Island was great for incredible cover bands, but original music was minimal.
Oh, well, Zebra and Twisted were cover bands. Coming out of the disco era, you couldn't play original tunes. They wanted jukeboxes. And if you did an original, you'd introduce it and go, this one's off an early Deep Purple album. You know, and you play an original song. And the biggest compliment would be someone at the show go, dude, that Deep Purple track, awesome. You know, like, yeah.
You know, you nailed it.
So, I mean, that's how we started. That's how we started out, playing covers, you know?
Well, this album, Legacy, is about another Long Island guy, Leslie West. Did you ever get to see Leslie play as the Vagrants, or were you too young for that?
I was too young for that. Boy, Leslie does have a legacy. He was a hero to me. A, that he was from Long Island. B, one of the predecessors to metal. You know, it was hard rock back then, but that gritty voice and that raunchy guitar playing, it was groundbreaking. Most of the world, you break Leslie down to one song, Mississippi Queen. They go, right. Oh yeah, cool song.
Right.
Cool song. But they don't know how many people he reached and affected with his guitar playing. If you look at the, I don't know if you've seen the lineup, the guitar players on this album, okay? And it's a guitar, it's all about guitars. I sing on it, but Zakk Wylde, Marty Friedman from Megadeth, Eddie Ojeda from Twisted, Martin Barr from Jethro Tull, Steve Morse from Little Feat, Elliot Easton from The Cars, George Lynch from Dokken, Robbie Krieger from The Doors, Randy Bachman, Yngwie Malmsteen, Slash, and we weren't paid for this. This is all the love of Leslie. These people recorded these tracks. That's incredible. I was stunned.
What didn't shock me is Rudy Sarzo, because it doesn't matter who's doing an album, Rudy will show up.
Yeah, Rudy shows up for the opening of an envelope, so he knows, like, it's Rudy. Yeah, he's Rudy. I've done plenty many shows with Rudy, and rather than list the bands he's played with, I list the ones he hasn't. It's a much shorter list. Here's something, John, I'll see if you know. You know that Leslie's been sampled on over 100 hip-hop tracks.
Whoa. Wow, no, I've never heard that. You know, the wildest thing, when someone says Leslie West to me, two things come to mind. And you know, and it's for younger Leslie, but it's, you know, first off, his size at that time. And the size of that fro, that hair of his was massive before anybody else had a massive fro of hair.
Oh, man, you talk about plus-size models, you know, like representing. This dude was obese and proud of it. He wore things that he did things that enhanced his obesity. First of all, he played the smallest guitar available, a Les Paul Jr. It is the smallest guitar you could possibly play. Made him look bigger. Had an afro the size of Montana. And he would wear gigantic fringe coats and blousy shirts. Like, there was no shame in his game. He was so truthful and honest, and if you ever got to talk to him or meet him, he was just that guy. And to have become friends with him in later years was amazing.
Now, there is, Steve, would you call it a running joke?
It's not even a joke. It's science, John.
It's science.
It's,
okay.
It's science. It's math.
There's something comes up with Twisted Sister whenever we play I Want to Rock. Do you know how many words are in that song?
Different words or different, like total
together.
Amount of words?
Altogether. Altogether. How many words?
No, yeah. Do not. Never did the word count.
All right. Do you have?
Don't worry, I did.
Steve did the work on this, right? Do you have any idea how many times the word rock comes up in that song?
I don't, but I have a side project that I've been involved with. It's an all-star band with a bunch of jam band guys, from Dave Matthews' band, Bare Naked Ladies. And one day I said to him, did you guys not use the word rock because I used them up in the 80s? So let me have it, man. What's the, give me the science, brother.
Go for
all right,
it, Steve.
D, there's 226 words and I Want to Rock. 81 of them are rock. 36% of the song is the word rock. How long did it take you to write that? And then like and I, then why?
Like I said, I used them up. That's why the 2000 people are done. No more rock. We don't use the word rock anymore. D abused the privilege.
Well, D. Snider, our guest, the new album, Legacy, a tribute to Leslie West, is available now. D, it is a pleasure. I hate you, you bastard. As I'm freezing my ass off here in Philadelphia, you're sitting in beautiful Belize. But I love hearing from you, and thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. And watch out for, you'll be hearing from me in World United, that live organization that I'm working with to try to end this Ukrainian war from the inside of Russia. Check out the website. You'll understand what I'm talking about.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station. 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.